And so I'd like to leave with these two quotes. One from Bryan Stevenson. Again, each of us is more than the worst thing we've ever done. And we must apply that to each person, however we judge them, as we shouldn't judge them. And Pope Francis says, mercy is the force that reawakens us to new life and instills in us the courage to look to the future with hope. Mercy and acceptance and forgiveness of persons in church law and in church ministry is about giving hope for people on the journey of life. So thank you.
Dan, thank you so much for a wonderful, thought-provoking presentation that I think helps all of us understand the shift we're seeing in Pope Francis. So we're going to open this directly up into questions here and observations and requests for clarification. So please, the floor is open. If you come up and use the mic, that would be very, very helpful.
Can you just speak up a little closer to the mic?
Testing 1, 2.
Can you please explain further about and civil laws regarding student boundaries? And have you ever crossed these lines within universities?
I didn't hear your. It was.
Please explain further between the canon and civil laws regarding student teacher boundaries. And have you ever crossed these lines with any prep, university student, or novice monk?
The last part of the question is, I don't know the difference with civil and canon law, because both of them, there's a difference between boundary issues and criminal, what you want to call criminal issues. Boundary issues are dealing with social psychological relationships may or may not. Criminal law is dealing with specific acts. I don't understand all the questions.
Like the student teacher boundaries of inappropriate relationships. I do have 3 affidavits of victims from you and that have said that you were sexually inappropriate with them in the past, and I would like to know if you have any response.
Well, since I don't know what they are, but I have not been there. So.
Okay. Sir, do you teach political science, and have you ever been involved with mock trial?
Who?
Mock trial.
Never heard of the person.
No, mock trial is where lawyers who are studying to be lawyers argue and have
a mock trial. Okay.
So you have been involved with mock trial?
Yeah, Joe Worship by mock trial.
Okay. Because Josh Gimond went missing and he was co-captain of the mock trial. And he did
I wasn't at St. John's when he was at.
You weren't at St. John's?
Okay. Nope. I was in the Bahamas.
My name is Catherine Clifford, and I'm from DePaul University in Ottawa. I want to thank you for your presentation. I'd like to make first an observation, and I have two brief questions that I just invite you to reflect about a little bit. One is,
are you the kind of awesome Saint Paul?
I'm a professor of theology, but I have lectured on the relationship between law, theology, and law for our faculty. Just an observation, I think, to support your thesis about being a community of mercy. In the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, where there's the reference to the Christian community as people of God, there's also an echo of the letter, the book of the prophet Hosea, which says, first, once you were not my people, you were lo ami, because you did not know mercy. But now that you know mercy, you've known my mercy, you are my people. So what part of what defines us as the priestly people of God is the fact that we are the people who have experienced God's mercy. That's what calls us together as a people. I wonder if you could just reflect a little bit on whether in the definition of the supreme law, the Lex Supera from Genesis 2, which is the cura anima, the care of souls. How does the definition of mercy figure into that principle, that fundamental principle of ecclesiastical law? And would you also see an importance of